Aleluya, aleluya.
Aleluya.
Mwongere nganisa manyo, nganisa we bintu byonna.
The Almighty and Mighty Hand Club.
Mwebaza oyo akulagiridde ekkubo ery'obulamu.
Thank him who is showing you the way of life.
Mwebaza akulagiridde ekkubo ery'obulamu.
Thank him who has directed you the way of life.
Mwebalize ddala.
Thank him indeed.
Osinzira mu Zaburi ya 119.
As it is in the
Psalms 119.
Verse 105.
Ogamba nti ekigambo kya Katonda.
And you say that the word of God.
Tabaza.
It's a lamb and a light unto our path. Yes. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23, the command is a lamb and the law is a light. The proof of the Most High.
It is
the way of life. Thank him, tell him, Lord, you have given me instructions. You have enlightened me. You have given me the laws.
It is
the light in the way I have to go. Yes, Lord. You have brought reproofs to me that I can move to the way of life. Thank you, Almighty. Father who is above all the heavens. It is your life.
Faith in your
word, Jesus Christ directed us till we reach to you.
Enlightened
with the light of your word, given us commandments,
to
be the lamb, given us the laws, enlightened the
light.
When you've rebuked us, take
us
from the way of destruction, show us the way of life. We give you glory and honor. We thank you.
When
you love your rebuke, you
receive
your love all the days.
We are the Lord Jesus. Yes,
praise Jesus, my brethren. How are you in the Lord Jesus Christ? And how is your lives? You can move, greet your brethren. Tell them thank you for being committed in the times of being prepared. Always be diligent in working always without retarding in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Have you spoken with them? You speak with them, I hear. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me have you spoken with them well. Tell them we don't want to wait any other thing. We want to move on, go to know the seven chords of the seven groups of angels, which help us much to discern between holy angels of God and the fallen angels of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice
Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and the Bible reader teacher James. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move rich onto you the sixth standard strategy of God
for
fulfilling his worldwide promised call.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. All nations is called them to work with him in his final work on the planet Earth. And this work is the revival and restoration of all things that God spoke in his prophets who were there from the beginning, as the Old and New Testaments are. Praise Jesus, man.
So that
six standard strategy of God
is
known as the harvesters of spirits, to get them from this earth and to take them back to heaven as we save them from hell and the lake of fire. We work under the two goddess heavenly governments on the earth to be able to fulfill that responsibility of gathering human spirits to get them from this earth, to take them back to heaven as we save them from hell and the lake of fire. And the first government where we best to fulfill that responsibility is known as God's heavenly government on the earth. As it is in heaven and is where it's on the earth, to be able to see the things done in heaven, they are done on earth. And to see that the counsel of God in heaven is established on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And our second government, it is the central government known as God's government in the governments of the world. To say it has departments which are like those of the world.
Like
department of spiritual politicians. And they have a responsibility to see that they reconcile governments of the world with God's heavenly government which works within church. Praise Jesus much.
And
governments of the world, we draw them to unknown that there is a God's heavenly government on the earth which works within church.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
And
even church is told that governments of the world, still God is the one who puts them there. Be able to run, govern different responsibilities. Spoken Romans chapter 13. And to move to governments of the world that God rules 99% in their governments. And the reasons we got them before, for they do not manufacture the oxygen we breathe, I speak to governments of the world. But God is the one who does that.
They
don't cause rain to fall, but God does that.
They
don't give us food, God sends it from the sun. They don't form any creation which they rule over, but God forms them in the womb. There are many reasons right there. Praise Jesus, man. But we decided to begin to see 8 departments which make up God's heavenly government on the earth. And we saw of the first department of the Holy Church of God on the earth as it is in heaven with its divisions in there. We moved on to the second department, department of deacons and bishops responsible on the decency and the orders of God in his holy church. Those responsible over the services of God in his holy church on the earth.
Department,
and we move to the third department, department of judges of holy church of God on the earth, responsible on the holy marriage, to give us holy family and to give us the holy church in the commandments of God, the laws of God, the judgments of God, the statutes of God,
in
the ordinances of God. Praise Jesus much. And we saw of the fourth department,
kuguru kunsi.
Of God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Department ya bakadde bekanisa katonda endukuvu kunsi.
Department of elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Bavunaizwa kubikula ebyama byobwakabaka bwakatonda.
Those responsible to reveal mysteries of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu
and his righteousness.
Bwakabaka bw'omuguru.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Abikula ebyama byeguru lyonna.
As they reveal mysteries of the entire heavens.
Kutuuka muguru neri jana
ensi the entire new heavens and the new earth.
Bwetwama intura department yokutana.
After we saw the fifth department.
Ya government ya katonda omuguru kunsi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department ya baganda bafa abayimbi.
Department of brethren and musicians.
Ee baganda bafa abayimbi.
The singers.
Oba bayite ba musicians.
The musicians.
Abatu kulimbiramu.
Those who lead us.
Mukutendereza n'okusinza.
In praise and worship.
Katonda moyo ne mazima.
God in spirit and truth.
Ngabo ichikolebwa omuguru.
As it is done in heaven.
Yesu yabazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus man.
Bwetwamala.
When we finish.
Kula ku department yomukaga.
We saw the sixth department.
Ya government ya katonda omuguru kunsi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department ya bakabona abayigirisa.
Department of the teaching priests.
Mukanisa katonda entukufu kunsi.
It's the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Abavunanyizwa kubikulo okumanya katonda okujjute.
Those responsible to reveal the full knowledge of God.
Bwe bujjuvu bwa katonda.
It is the fullness of God.
Abavunanyizwa kubikulo okubeera okwa katonda.
Responsible to reveal presence of God.
Kitibo kya katonda.
It is the glory of God.
Abavunanyizwa kubikulo emirimu gya katonda.
Responsible to reveal the works of God.
Muguru yonna n'ensi.
In the entire heavens and earth.
Awamu neguru yonna eri gya n'ensi.
In the entire new heavens and new earth.
Ebisingani bwe eri waggulu w'eggulu.
Those found above the heavens.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus man.
Bwetwama ne tugenda ku department ey'omusanvu.
After we went to the seventh department.
Eya government ya katonda y'omuggulu kunsi.
Of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Department eyaba malaika bakatonda abatukufu.
Department of holy angels of God.
Mukanisa ya katonda entukufu kunsi.
In the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Nga bwe bakunganira mukanisa y'omuguru.
As the gather in the church of heaven.
Okusinda ku Ebrania Yesu ya 12.
According to Hebrews 12.
Orunyiri olwa 22.
Verse 22.
Baka 23.
Up to 23.
Entrant ba malaika basindikibwa neno tuwerezela. But where is it?
The angels are sent on this earth that they serve us.
Ate tuwerezi nabo.
And we minister with them.
Okusinda ku Ebrania Ebrania sura esuka.
According to those in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13,
omuingira dawu 14,
to enter verse 14,
awamu ne kubikulirwa,
even Revelation,
sura ya 22,
chapter 22,
nuro 8,
verse 8,
nuro 9,
and 9.
So twala binji kuba malaika abo.
So we saw much of those angels.
Ere tutuka nutandika ku division yo musambu.
We reached began on the seven divisions.
Eze yinja ba malaika omusambu.
Of the seven groups of angels.
Emirimu gyabwe,
their works,
codes zabwe,
their codes,
n'engeri gye bakulemirwa mu myo musanvu egya Katonda,
and the way they are led by seven spirits of God,
okutuukiriza obuvunaanyizibwa bwabwe,
to fulfill their responsibilities.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus man.
Twalaba ekibinja kya malaika Mike abalwanyi b'entalo.
We saw the group of angels Michael, those who fight wars.
Twalaba ekibinja kya malaika Gabriel.
And we saw group of angels Gabriel.
Abakaba ekigambo kya Katonda.
Messengers of the word of God.
Twalaba ekibinja kya malaika Raphael.
And we saw the group of angels Raphael.
Abebiro ne
of the times and seasons,
abebipimo nebigera,
measurements and scales,
awamu nobunabi,
even prophecy.
Tulaba ku kibinja kya malaika Abaddon abenjegere.
We saw group of angels Abaddon of the chains,
abafunanyizibwa kugeyene, kufane geyene,
possible over death and hell,
mukusiba emizimu,
in binding demons.
Yesu yabazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus man.
Tulaba ku kibinja kya malaika Ariel,
and we saw group of angels Ariel,
owenkuba,
angel of rainfall,
amazi,
water,
nobutonde,
and the creation,
eranga bukulembera.
And he leads them every day in the service of God.
Yes, yabazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus man.
Tulaba ku kibinja kya malaika Kamuel.
We saw the group of angels Kamuel.
Abomuliro.
Angels of fire.
Yes, yabazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus man.
Abomuliro.
Angels of fire.
Bavunanyizibwa kukwokya amanyi g'ekizikiza.
Possible to burn the powers of darkness.
Amarogo.
Witchcraft.
And what the
sicknesses.
Era bawucha n'emizimu.
And those who burned the demons.
Abavunanyizibwa ku kyoto kya Mukama
ekyazaabu. Over the golden altar of God.
Ennyanja y'omuliro w'etandikira.
Where the lake of fire begins from.
Yes, yabazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus man.
So twasembayo.
So we last
in ekibinja kya malaika Jophiel.
With the seventh group of angels Jophiel.
Owasiru ya Katonda.
Angel of the seal of God.
Abavunanyizibwa kusiringa abatukuvu ba Katonda.
Those responsible to seal the holy ones of God.
Webawulira enjiri y'obulokozi emirembe gyonna.
Hear the everlasting gospel of salvation.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
It's the gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu bwe.
And his righteousness.
Yesu yabazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye wakati awo.
But in the midst there.
Twali tukyasoma.
We are still studying.
Netugambi watuino kuwaula.
And we told we have to discern.
Wakati waba malaika bakatonda abatukufu.
Between the holy angels of God.
Ne ba malaika ba Satani abagwa.
And the fallen angels of Satan.
Wetwali tutandise kusirwa musambu.
When we began on the seven seals. of the seven groups of angels. And we told that they help us much with the sun between the holy angels of God from the fallen angels of Satan.
We
moved on and we discern basing Revelation chapter 12 starting from verse 7 up to verse 17. If we saw that there are holy angels 100 trillion and 200 billion, and we understood that there are fallen angels of Satan 33.3 trillion, those were chased from heaven. Praise Jesus much. And it remains in the hand of with the church because the binding of the number of the fallen angels which remain on the 33.3 trillion, 16 trillion were bound at the beginning of AD. Those who remained, authority was given to the church, we, me and you, according to Matthew chapter 10 verse 1, that he called his disciples, gave them power on demons to casting them,
healing
all form of sicknesses. Matthew 18 verse 18, he'll give us power. Everything we bind on earth, the heavens will bind. Right then we walked with angels to bind the evil spirits, the fallen angels. Praise Jesus much. So we started many things, but in the midst there, and there came a heading which says, will the Son of Man find face on the earth? According to Luke chapter 18 verse 8, that faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God to put it in action. Because faith manifests the things which are not seen, including the angels who camp in our midst.
Now
we studied many things, and the second topic in this heading based much on things which cause us to depart from faith, which come from hearing and hearing by the word of God.
So
there is taken heed to deceitful spirits and the doctrines of demons. Praise Jesus
much.
As we heard in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1, and we last saw when we heard that God created heaven and earth,
he
does not possess any person to come possess their heads, to speak when they are on them. Yes. But he makes our mouth, turns them into his mouthpiece. As we saw in Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 19.
And
we move to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 and 2.
And
we saw that God before spoke through prophets, passing what through their mouth, even through apostles. So
he
never possessed any person. But some of the scriptures we saw, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 up to 2, we saw that Satan and his fallen angels appear gods over nations, and
who
appear as demons over clans, the one who come on heads of humans and speak upon their heads as they possessed them. Samuel chapter 28 from verse 11 downwards, and we move to analyze those, how they appear.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But this day, yes,
and
we are able to discern very well between the holy angels of God and the fallen angels of Satan, and we see how they do the work of course as depart from faith. Those fallen angels, as they appear as gods, and the holy angels of God, and they fulfill the word of God, they never depart from there. We want to see this day. We move to see the seven chords of the seven groups of angels. which move to bring us to discern between the holy angels of God and the fallen angels of Satan. Yes. We want to list them down. Are we together there?
What do I got die?
Somebody say now. That's been a recap. We try to recap what we've seen before. For among us, the new people, and they were not with us. How did we reach where you are there?
Yes,
that is where we came to reach here where we are.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
So we want to indeed see the seven calls of the seven groups of angels which help us to discern between the holy angels of God from the fallen angels of Satan. Praise Jesus much. Because we remember according to Revelation chapter 1, verse 20,
it
be shown the seven angels of the seven churches. Let's read, we see. Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
There are these seven groups of angels everywhere where the church of God is, the holy ones of God where they are gathered from. There are seven groups of angels made to gather right there to work, even to minister unto those holy ones.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because what we read in this verse, Revelations 1 verse 20, that the seven stars, they are the seven angels of the seven churches. So these angels, as we've come see of them, they move in the seven groups to come encamp where church is.
But
church, we speak of the holy ones of God, not the buildings.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As they are in heaven,
in
heavens we have the churches which reach already there.
But
still they are there with these seven groups of angels in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, according to Hebrews
12
verse 22 up to 23. Let's move to analyze it. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
Naye muze ku lusozi Sayuni, ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu, n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika.
But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Verse 23.
Eri ekkuŋŋaaniro eddene era ekkanisa y'ababereberye abaawandiikibwa mu ggulu.
To the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of holy men made perfect. Yes. Hebrews 12, verse 22. They will come in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
the
great gathering of angels. And they tell you, under the church of the firstborn, those written in heaven, church of the firstborn, those written in heaven, means not the building,
but
those written in heaven, even God the judge of all, even to spirit of men made perfect, the spirit of men made perfect, it is the church which is in heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati fube tubira hano kunsi.
Now we when we are here on the earth.
Olokubande kanisa yomugu.
Because the church in heaven.
Eriwamu ne bamalaika.
Together with angels.
Nafu wano kunsi wetu ino kubera.
On the earth we have to be like that.
Tuvula kubikulirwe sulene soko nyo makumi
abiri. That's why Revelation 1 verse 20.
Akugambi.
He has told you.
Munyenye omusambuze warabi.
The seven stars you saw.
Mukono gwa gwadio.
On his right hand. These are the seven angels of the seven churches. Praise Jesus
much.
Those which had been listed like in Ephesians. Praise Jesus much.
So what way in Jamaica
Musam? There are seven groups of angels. And still they have seven cords. Every group with its cords. Those who encamp in the midst of church as it is in heaven. To minister. And even to serve with them as the minister to us as the church and can serve together with them in different missions as our ministrations are in the midst of the world. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Because when you look to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13 and 14, they come to minister to us we to inherit salvation. You will write down that Hebrews. You will read it. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Angels come to minister to us, we who inherit salvation. It is one of the main work to minister to us. And the second, to see that they serve together with us. Yes. To see that they serve together with us. That's Revelation 22.
Verse 8 and 9.
So they have those two missions. Hebrews 1 verse 13 and 14. They come to minister to us to inherit salvation. And Revelation chapter 22, verse 8 and 9. They come to serve with us. We keep the word of God. Those who try to fulfill the word of God. Praise Jesus much. But these move in seven groups. And each group has its code. Through which we have to ask. You come from which group? What is your work? What is your accord?
And
as you're led by seven spirits of God, you stood in which spirit? Praise Jesus much. So all those, some of what made us to study about faith, that we can manifest things not seen. Praise Jesus much. Praise Jesus much. Yes. That we can manifest things not seen. So in Hebrews, Hebrews 11, verse 1, faith is the substance of things not hoped. Yes, faith is the substance of things not hoped for.
Because we hope
and evidence things not seen. Sure. Means even angels. As they camp in our midst. We saw they camp and they make a camp here. And they surround us, we do not see them. But by faith we can cause them to be seen. Yes.
When we move,
believe the word of God and to put it in action.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So I want to repeat the Revelation 1 verse 20 that we can join up well. Revelation chapter
1
verse
20. Emunyenye omusanvu beba malaika bekanisa omusanvu netabaza zekanisa omusanvu.
The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven lampstands which you saw at the seven churches.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The seven stars, they are the seven angels of the seven churches. In that time there were ones which had encamped.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, not everywhere where people gather from that there are these seven groups of angels. No. There has to be there seven lampstands. Yes. Every lamp, it means that there is a church there. Not to light it physically, but that lamp stands. It means the seven spirits of God, the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Where it manifests, that is where there is church. Not every place where they've gathered from.
That's
two needs to be studied as it. Yes. For you will find corn men out there.
And you
find they have lit the lampstand physically. And they have displayed it there. And they do not know its meaning. And
they
read for you Revelation 1 verse 20. That means church.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So those who
light it physical, those are now worshipping demons. But those seven lampstands,
they
explain in Revelation 4 verse 5 that they are the seven spirits of God. We don't need to lighten them physical.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We shall see those ahead. When we see the department of Holy Spirit in the Holy Church of God, we shall get explained of it. It's the department we shall see next. Praise Jesus much. Say Revelation 1 verse 20 that the seven stars are the seven angels of the seven churches. Praise Jesus much. Each group on these seven angels, come tell you they have a commander who holds the trumpet of God. Revelation chapter 8 verse 1 and 2. Why do we list this like this? That when you reach in prayer, ask to pray to God the Father in the name of Jesus by the Holy Spirit to send the angels. You tell him command. Commander hold the first trumpet. He commanded the group of angels, Michael, holding the first ball of your weapons, that they enter in warfare. Yes. You can indicate it very well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we say in Revelation chapter 8 verse 1 and 2 where we see the seven commanders of the seven groups of angels. Let's read, we see. Revelation chapter 8 verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Verse
2.
And I saw seven angels who stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now your prayer will be easy. For we pray to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus by the Holy Spirit. He commands angel of the first trumpet that he commands the group of angels, Michael,
responsible
for the first ball of the weapons of the wrath of God, they enter in prayer of warfare. And right there is what helps you enter in your code. You break it down,
move
to prove you understand what you speak about. Now it is like this, that your prayer, it goes to the Father. Your prayer, which calls angels,
it
goes towards God the Father. As it passed through the name of our Lord Jesus, it means that is John chapter 14 verse 14 up to 15. Everything you pray to my Father in my name, it will be done for you. Yes.
N'ogamba kuwo moyo
mutukufu. And you say by the Holy Spirit. Why by the Holy Spirit? Don't know how to pray the way we ought to. But the Spirit bears our weakness. And he prays to God as his will is. And we say by the Holy Spirit. Why by the Holy Spirit? Don't know how to pray the way we ought to. But the Holy Spirit bears our weakness. Pray for us towards God. Yes. Basing in his office. According to Romans chapter 8. Verse 26 and 27. And we say command. Archangel hold the first trumpet. That can command a group of angels, Michael, of warfare. Those responsible on the first ball of your weapons. Yes. They are of warfare. Then I can also go in their codes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me hope you are connecting things well. There are those who commanded us in olden days. We enter in prayer. You call angels. But they cannot just be called like that. You must know
the
criteria of your prayer. For you find some praying, Jesus in the name of Jesus.
That,
where is it written?
That
you pray Jesus in the name of Jesus.
He told,
pray to the Father in my name.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But for not being prepared, those usually happen. Revelation 15, verse 1. We have these seven groups of angels, the captains, who have the balls of the weapons of the wrath of God. Let's read, we see. Revelation 15, verse 1.
Nenda bakabonera akalala muguru akanene akechitalo. Bamalaika musanvu, ngabaline ibonye obonye musanvu, ebyenkomerero.
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is completed the wrath of God. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. Seven angels of the seven churches.
Bano,
these ones begin to break them down in their groups based on their commanders. It's Revelation 8, verse 1 and 2. Seven angels having seven trumpets be able to command their groups. Praise Jesus much. Again, these are their groups. They have a captain over them. Has the weapons of the wrath of God. Revelation 15, verse 1. Praise Jesus much. Now the first captain,
the
group of angels Michael, those who fight war,
a
group of angels Michael of warfare, even their code. Yes. The group of angels Michael of warfare and their code, which says that thus saith the group of angels Michael of warfare and their code, which says thus saith, he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. The group of angels Michael of warfare, And their code. That is, he holds the seven stars in his right hand.
And
who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. These fight wars. When we enter prayer of warfare, it's the group that we call. But you can reach a time and the code you speak about it. In times of their manifestation, it's easy to ask them, you come from which group? Come from the first group of the holy angels of God? Who is your commander?
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. All those you can ask them onto their court. You also ask them what it means.
Yes,
praise Jesus, much. The group of angels, Michael of warfare.
Their
God that saith who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of seven golden lampstands. In Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, these fight wars and the many things we've studied about them. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1.
Era mu biro ebyo Mikayiri aliyimirira. Omulangira omukulu ayimirira abaana b'abantu bo. Era waliba ekiseera ekyokuna kuwaliramu. Ekitabangawo kasooka wabaawo eggwanga okutuusa ebiro ebyo. Era mu biro ebyo abantu bo baliwonyezebwa. Buli alirabika nga yawandiikibwa mu kitabo.
And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great priest which stands for the children of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, this group of angels, Michael, this fight wars, fighting for those written in the book of life, mostly the seasons, and Satan and his demons, the fallen angels, and they have increased powers of darkness. Praise Jesus much. As I told you, they will look most to their codes. We have been told that their codes is that the faith. He holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of seven golden lampstands.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we were told that the seven stars, they are the seven angels of the seven churches. So it is good you explain there. The first part of this code, it says, that is who holds the seven stars in his right hand. And they mean the seven angels. Yes. We had read already Revelation 1 verse 20. God explained the mystery of the stars. Let us read, we see. Revelation 1 verse 20.
Ekyama ky'emmunyeenye omusanvu z'olabye omukono gwange ogwa ddyo, n'ettabaza omusanvu eza zaabu. Emmunyeenye omusanvu be bamalayika b'ekkanisa omusanvu, n'ettabaza z'ekkanisa omusanvu.
The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven lampstands which you saw at the seven churches.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Means on the code of the group of angels, Michael of warfare, its first portion,
that says
he hold the seven stars in his right hand. Those seven stars, they are seven angels of the seven churches.
kitegeza
it means
singa malaika jana agamba
if an angel comes and says
tiva mu kibinja cha malaika
Michael I come from group of angels Michael
abaruanyi binta
also fight wars
you are demo mubusa kondi yabo
free to ask him their codes
obo mubaragu wabwe
their codes
ayinzo gummenyera
he can speak it out
nangamba
and he tells me
what boyogera kutte munyenye omusavu
that is who hold the seven stars
mukono gwo gwadio
in his right hand
era atambulira
and who moves
wakati mbikondo bya bya omusambu bya tabazwa ebya zaabu
of the seven golden lampstands
neso kambuza katundu akasoka
if first ask him the first portion
akakodi
of that court
jibwatu bayogera kutto munyenye omusambu kono gwo gwadio
say he hold the seven stars in his right hand
munyenye omusambu zino
these seven stars
chechi
what are they
mpebi awandikibwa
give me scriptures
nantu aroba mukubikuru yesu liso konyo amakumi
ya revelation 1 verse 20
nanyonyola munyenye omusambu
leads me the seven stars
tiweba malaika omusambu
they are the seven angels
abikanisho omusambu
of the seven churches
Yesu yabasibwe.
Praise Jesus man.
Na yecho nga chimazo kugwa.
That after it is done.
Era nsubulu mugaba.
Still I can't tell him.
Ba amanyaga gaba malaika bano omusango.
Give me the names of the seven angels. Yes.
Ba amanyaga.
Give me their names.
Aina daba wata taandikira ku Michael.
See how it doesn't begin with Michael.
Wabo imamubusa.
Oh when I ask him
I not taandikira ku malaika Michael.
Begin with angel Michael that is one.
Nagenda kuoku bi.
He goes to the second.
Malaika Gabriel.
Angel Gabriel.
Nagenda kuoku
sa. He goes to the third.
Malaika Raphael.
Angel Raphael.
Nagenda kuoku na.
He goes to the fourth.
Malaika Abaddon wenjege.
Angel Abaddon of the chains.
Nagenda kuokuta.
He goes to the fifth.
Malaika Ariel.
Angel Ariel.
Owenkuba amazzi n'obutonde.
Rainfall, water and creations.
Nagenda kuomukaga.
He goes to the sixth.
Malaika Kamuel
womuli. Angel Kamuel of fire.
Nagenda kuomusa.
He goes to the seventh.
Malaika Jophiel.
Angel Jophiel.
Owasiru yakatonde.
Of the seal of God.
Yeye.
Yes. Is now explained and given me those names.
Ekitundu ekya kodi yabwe.
The part of their codes.
Watu wayogera kutte munyenye omusambu.
That says who hold the seven stars.
Mukono gwe ogwadio.
In his right hand.
Nangamba wewao.
And he tells me yes.
Beba malaika omusambu.
They are the seven angels.
Abikanisho omusambu.
Of the seven churches.
Ne mugamba.
And I tell him.
Ndistingira amanyaga abo.
List me their names.
Nagalistinga.
He lists them.
Asoka
the first
malaika Michael,
angel Michael of warfare
Owokubi,
the second
malaika Gabriel
angel Gabriel messengers of the word of God
Owokusa,
the third
malaika Raphael
angel Raphael of times and seasons
if monobu na
messengers of prophecy
Owokuna,
the fourth
malaika Abaddon
angel Abaddon of the chains
Owokuta,
the fifth
malaika Ariel
angel Ariel
Owenkuba
of rainfall
amazzi
water
nobutonde
and creations
omukaga
the sixth
malaika chumwelo
angel camel
owomuliro
the one of fire yes
owomusambu
the seventh
malaika Jophiel wasiru yakatonde
Jophiel of the seal of God yes
namubuza
and I ask him
lwachi barabikide mukono ogwadio ogwa Christ Jesus
why have they appeared in the right hand of Christ Jesus yes
tusha amara yo code
we still finishing the code that yet finished that part is not finished yet yes
lwachi bari mukono ogwadio
why are they in the right hand
chechiri mukono ogwadio
bakatonda is in the right hand of God
lwachi jebali
why are they on that side yes
okay
fine
awabira batomedde
they already have knocked
bangezi nganji kuzizamu
ku code I have risen this code to another level
baba ino kuntwala mongere suli yokusa
you have to take me in Proverbs chapter 3
netula bechiri mukono ogwadio
and we see what is in the right hand
babye yongedde mu ebisoka
awo they increased ingredients more in them
geri sule yokusatu nolunyiriri olwe 10 ne 5
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 15
geri sule yokusatu nolunyiriri olwe 10 ne 3
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 14
awereddo omukisa omuntu alaba amagezi
Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that gets understanding. Verse 14. For the gain from it is better than the gain from silver, and the profit thereof than fine gold. Verse 15. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you can desire are not to be compared unto her. Verse 16. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Yes. In the right hand, what makes them be there to keep those of eternal life. It is Daniel 12,
five,
was written in the book of life. Right then, the code is growing. Somebody say now. Those things are very major and advanced. We need to know them.
When
we just group of angels, Michael of warfare.
Said
according to Daniel chapter 12. They fight for those written in the book of life. We are told their code.
Thus,
those who hold the seven stars in his right hand, he
moves
in the midst of seven golden lampstands.
So let's
first cover the first part of this code. That thus is,
he
holds the seven stars in his right hand. Wanted to first understand the seven stars.
They
said they are the seven angels of the seven churches. Revelation 1 verse 20. And there we mentioned them. Angel Michael. Angel Gabriel. Angel Raphael. Angel Abaddon, Angel Aliel, Angel Camel,
Angel
Jophiel of the seal of God. Yes. And we wanted to understand why are they on the right hand? Right then is where we've gone to Proverbs chapter 3. Start from verse 13. But mostly verse 16.
In
the right hand is length of days. They protect those of the eternal life. And you are free to ask those. You can
enter
to finish up that aspect. Tell him that thing is who. For that code finishes
what
like that. That saith who? who is one speaking for the point is not finished up well? Yes.
So send what
he said that
saith
hold the seven stars in his right hand.
So out
seven stars, we saw them. That the seven angels of the seven churches listed their names.
Asked,
why are they in his right hand? He said for keeping those of the eternal life. But who is this who speaks? He to tell him me about him. If he's not a holy angel, he's already sorted then.
Wanji?
Are we together? I have to ask him that thing is who? For
he's
not been mentioned, but who is this saying? Who is that one? All of them have to answer it, for they are all under it.
What,
no, that thing is who? Who is that one you speak about? No king can happen there.
So
these are some of the reasons. Why for a long time church cannot be able to welcome angels here on the earth and to reaching to manifest. Because there are fallen angels who are chased from heaven. Holy angels who come from heaven.
And
don't know how we shall discern them. What can we ask from them? That too is another problem there. That is, who is that one? Who is he? But in answering, he's called the Amen. He's called who?
Amina.
The Amen. That is he, the Amen.
Amina yani.
Who is Amen?
He's
writing which code here?
Okubikulirwa esura eyokusatu. Okubikulirwa esura eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya.
Revelation chapter 3 verse 14.
Era eri malayika ow'ekkanisa ey'omulawodikiya wandiika nti, bw'ati bw'ayogera oyo Amiina, omujulirwa omwesigwa era ow'amazima, olubereberye lw'okutonda kwa Katonda.
And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Yes.
Bw'ati bw'ayogera.
That's the if.
Oyani.
Who is he?
Amen.
Amen. They finish him in this seventh court. Most courts they live in there. That's the eighth they live in. He holds the seven stars. They don't show who is the one speaking. Revelation 3 verse 14. They finish him. What trouble come?
Explain
yani. Me who is the Amen. But I will not take it to that far.
Amina yoyo we wao.
The Amen is the one who is Amen.
Na yewe wao.
But the Amen, it is the truth.
Na mazima.
And the truth,
ye Christu
it
Yesu.
Is the Christ Jesus.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yo, we wow.
Is the Amen.
Ne we wow.
And Amen.
Mazima.
It is the truth.
Kubanga we gaba nga si mazima.
For if it is not truth,
tugamba si we wow.
We say not Amen.
Yes,
that's more fuel.
We gaba nga si mazima.
If it's not truth,
tugamba si we wow.
Not Amen.
Ne we gaba mazima.
If it's true,
tugamba we wow.
We say Amen. Now Amen is Amen. That is the truth. It is Christ Jesus.
There
are people out there who speak Amen.
But
Amen, they do not know him. When do we say Amen? When it is truth that has been spoken. When we say not Amen. When it is lies. Now Amen. It is the truth. And the truth. It is the Christ Jesus. That is John 14. Verse 6. Let us read, we see.
Yokane sura ya 14 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
John chapter 14 verse 6.
Yesu namugamba nti, nze kubo n'amazima n'obulamu. Tewali ajja eri kitange wabula ng'ayita mu nze.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
He...
Yes.
So bobo yagala okunyonyoka ojimala yo code ya bantu
wakakasoka. Explain and finish the code in that first part.
Yechi minyeja mareka Michael walwanyi bintalo.
Group of angels Michael of warfare.
Chibwati bwayogera.
That thus is.
Oyakute munyenyo
musa. He holds the seven stars.
Mkono go gwadio.
In his right hand.
Tumala yonga tugamba.
We finish as we say.
Ya katundu akasoka.
That the first part.
Soka ntumanye munyenyo
musa. We first know the seven stars.
Ba mareka musa.
The seven angels. Of the seven judges.
Listing ama
we list down their names and we ask a question, why are they in his right hand
that
protect those of the eternal life to outlive all days? After we ask this one who speaks,
yani,
who is he? We told is the amen. Revelation 3 verse 14. Want to understand who is this amen? Amen is the amen. And amen, it is the truth. And truth, it is Christ Jesus. John chapter 14 verse 6. Sure.
In
that first part of the code, we have summarized it. Yet I can prolong it. And I ask you, is the truth in which way? He is the life in which way? Why is he the way? And I prolong the
codes.
I can rotate him in the entire Bible.
Let's
go to second part of the code of the group Angels Michael. Yes. Who walks in the midst of seven golden lampstands? Yes. There too we ask him. We tell you these lampstands, they are seven. Explain us only the first what it means.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Walks in the midst of seven golden lampstands. Walks in the midst of seven golden lampstands. We tell him, explain us the one lampstand, what it means.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we were told that these are seven churches. But the lampstands themselves, they mean what?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The seven lampstands, how are they? And what do they mean? But each lampstand, it means seven spirits. Every lampstand, it means the seven spirits of God, which make up fullness of the Holy Spirit. Every lampstand, every golden lampstand, it means the seven spirits which make up fullness of the Holy Spirit. And still he has to explain to us how they come about and which are their names. These seven spirits, which are they? And what are their names? There is risen another level.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we remember that in Exodus chapter 25 verse 37, we were told like this.
Okuva esule ya 25 n'olunyiriri olwasatu mu omusanvu.
Exodus chapter 25 verse 37.
Era olikola ebyettabaaza byakyo omusanvu. Era banaakolezanga ebyettabaaza byakyo okwakira maaso gaakyo.
And you shall make it seven lamps, and they shall light its lamps, that they may give light in front of it. Yes.
Buli kikondo ky'ettabaaza.
Every lampstand. Upon it are seven lamps.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Upon it, there are seven lamps. Yes. In these seven lamps, they mean the seven spirits of God. According to Revelation chapter 4, verse 5, let's read, we see. Revelation chapter 4, verse 5.
Nekuntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka. Netabaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
if you look upon every lampstand, it has seven lamps. Exodus chapter 25, verse 37.
But
if you connect with Revelation chapter 4, verse 5, the seven lamps of fire before the throne of God, they are the seven spirits of God. These seven spirits, which appear in seven tongues of fire, what make up fullness of the Holy Spirit. When we read of in Acts chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, let's read, we see.
Ebikolwa by'abatume, esura eyokubiri, n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Acts chapter 2, verse 3.
Nakulabika kubo, ennimi ng'ez'omuliro, nga zeyawuddemu.
And there appeared unto them separated tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Verse
4.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So Acts chapter 2, verse 3 and
4,
the Holy Spirit in His fullness appeared in tongues of fire. They are seven tongues.
Make
seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And these seven spirits, where there is spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of knowledge, spirit of fear of God, and spirit of the Lord. They are one meant to manifest everywhere there is church, and not to lighten the physical lampstands.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because in Isaiah 11 verse 2, they move to explain to us on the names of the seven spirits. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2.
No moyo gwa mukama gulibera ku ye. Omoyo gwa magezi n'okutegeera. Omoyo gwa kuteesa n'amaanyi. Omoyo gwa kumanya n'okutya mukama.
And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Yes. These seven spirits, they are what make up fullness of Holy Spirit, who appear in the lampstand, where there is spirit of wisdom, to demonstrate the wisdom in the world, in the Holy Church of God, where there is spirit of understanding, demonstrate understanding that in the Word of God, in the Church of God, spirit of counsel, demonstrate the counsel of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth, the spirit of might, demonstrate the power in the Word of God, which heals, which raises the dead, which renews, which casts demons.
omoyo w'okumanya,
spirit of knowledge,
okwolesanga omusana,
to demonstrate
okumanya,
the light of knowledge,
oguli mu kigambo kya Katonda,
which is in the word of God,
okwolesa era ogubikkula byonna,
which a visioner reveals all,
ebyama bya Katonda,
the secrets of God,
n'ebikisibwe bya Satan,
and the hidden things of Satan,
kanisa okubimanyanga,
church to know them,
kuliko omwoyo w'okutya Mukama,
there is spirit of fear of the Lord,
abikulu okutya Mukama,
who reveals fear of God,
okutyawa ekibi,
to hate evil,
n'okuyambanga abangi okuva mu kibi,
to help many depart from evil,
nga tukwata ebiragiro bya Katonda,
as we keep commands of God,
amateeka,
the laws,
emisango,
judgments,
endagirizo,
statutes,
n'enteekateeka,
and the ordinances of God.
Yesu yebazibwe,
praise Jesus.
Akabonero kanu,
this sign,
akechikondo cha tabaza echa zabu,
of the golden lampstand,
echichikabaka tegeza,
that is what it means,
so sikujane tukoreza,
and not come to physical lightnet, yes,
kaliwo kutula go moyo mutukufu yandi badde mbujuvu,
there to show us what the spirit how would have been in his fullness,
kulembera mwekanisa,
in leading the church,
so sikakoreza,
and not to lighten it physically,
era malaika oboyi no mubuza,
and the angel you have to ask him,
Malaika Michael ngambi uva mchimicha cha Malaika Michael,
tell me you come from group of angel Michael, yes,
kakati
now
bagambi enti what wa yogera,
they have said the faith
atambia mbikondo bitabaza omusambwe byeza
in the midst of seven golden lampstands,
so konnyonyoreke chikondo chimukubiyo chichitegeza,
let me one of the lesson what it means,
yes yebazibwe,
praise Jesus much,
I know kutandika eza mukuva esulene yabiri mwetano rwasi mwa musa,
is in Exodus 25 verse 37,
ala geta baza musa,
he showed the seven lamps
ngazaka,
and they are lightning,
then at which am rwachi zibazaka,
and they give secret by the lights,
agene mukubikuru esule yokunonyo kutana,
Revelation 4 verse 5,
agameta baza musanvu zilizo muri
seven lamps of fire,
aje meyo musanvu
jaka at the seven spirits of God,
kiye
okay
bulijjo tumanyi moya yomu,
we knew that the spirit is one,
why at katijiri musanga,
why now are they seven,
and obujuvu moyo mutukufu,
that the fullness of Holy Spirit
anabikira munimi yezo
appears in tongues of fire,
akole bwe miyo musanga,
it's made of seven spirits
onugwetwa yambikwa tumesule yoku,
that we saw in Acts chapter 2
onyuruksa nolokuna
verse 3 and 4,
bonane bajja konge nimi yezo
muri, upon them came tongues like of fire,
bajuzibwo moyo mutukufu,
they were filled of the Holy Spirit,
yeah,
oh fine,
omoyo mutukufu gwe bajuzibwa,
Holy Spirit is one they got filled of,
jemi omusahavu,
a seven spirits,
tezali lita 10
was not 100 liters
obali itanga bisatu wa
300 liters,
nayo Uganda,
but brethren,
wantegede kuchingo mtu ajuzibwa,
upon which would you have understood that a person is filled of the Spirit,
uli itanga 10 oba asatu
100 to 30 liters
obo mtu wa rugumu,
oh 10,000
Adatino omugamba ye kati
bwechiba
ngobujwo moyo mutukufu,
if fullness of Holy Spirit
anabikira munimi yezo
in the tongues of fire,
akore bwe miyo mushaba,
men of seven spirits
amanyagazo gigaliwa,
which are their names,
then nakutwana mu Isaiah sura ya 10
then text in Isaiah 11
onyoro ku
the verse 2
nagandi kuliko moyo wa magezi,
there is the spirit of wisdom,
ayule sama geza agali mu kigambo
cha Katonda, wisdom in the word of God,
kuliko moyo okutegeera,
the spirit of understanding,
ayule so kutegeera kuli mu kigambo cha Katonda,
wisdom in the word of God,
kuliko moyo wokutesa,
spirit of counsel,
ayule so kutesa kwa
Katonda, demonstrates the counsel of God,
ukuli mchigambo cha Katonda,
that in the word of God,
kuliko moyo wa amani,
there is spirit of might,
ayule samanya agali mchigambo,
demonstrates the power in the word,
agali to kuonya,
which brings healing,
ukuzukiza,
raising the dead,
nokugobe mizimu,
and casting demons,
kuliko moyo wokumanya,
there is spirit of knowledge,
aleto msana kunogwe chigambo cha Katonda,
the light of the word of God,
ukore sana okubikura,
a vision and reveal,
ebyama bya Katonda,
mysteries of God,
ebikisiwe bya
Satan, the hidden things of Satan,
kuliko moyo okutya Mukama,
spirit of fear of God,
uyaretro kuchawe chibi,
he goes to hate evil,
kuyamba banje okuva mu chibi,
help men depart from evil,
atukwata ebiragiro bya Katonda,
the commandments of God,
amateeka,
the laws,
emisango,
judgments,
enteka teka,
statutes,
nendagirizo za Katonda,
and ordinances of God,
yes yebazibwe,
praise Jesus much,
nekubako no moyo wa Mukama,
there is the spirit of the Lord,
ayole sechiti bwa cha Katonda chitafu,
there was the glory of God the Father,
nechiti bwa cha Katonda chigamo,
glory of God the Word,
tuma nyingo mwana Yesu,
we know as the Son Jesus Christ,
atu yabara bikasusikoreza,
that spirit appears not to lighten physically,
manyibu obota ambuli,
no, if you move out there,
aliwe jinatoka ke ya Rubaga Road,
there are places I've reached around Rubaga Road,
Uganda,
in Uganda,
Kampala,
Kampala,
nesinga na kugabalibo bamana ne bakolereza
dalala, others lit a lampstand physically with physical fire,
mukubanga bawulira nti etabaazi
omusanvu kukoleza
Yes, you have
been praise Jesus much.
Nayinga chakolebwa muzabu,
but it was made out of gold.
Okusinzira mukuvesule ne yabiri mwetano.
According to Exodus 25.
Olunyerere luno. Olwasa tumoro munasa tumwebiri.
Verse 31 and 32.
Okuvesule yabiri mwetano no lunyiriri olwasa tumoro mo.
Exodus chapter 25 verse 31.
Era olikole ekikondo ne zabu enonji. Ekikondo kiriwesebwa. Entobo yaakyo n'omukonda gwakyo ebikompe byakyo n'emitwe gyakyo n'ebimuli byakyo biribeereba zaabu emu nakyo.
And you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. Of hammered work shall the lampstand be made. Its shafts, its branches, its balls, its knobs, and its flowers shall be of the same one piece. 32.
N'amatabi mukaaga galiva mu mbirizi zaakyo. Amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubirizi lwakyo lumu. N'amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubirizi lwakyo olwokubiri.
And six branches shall come out of the sides of it. Three branches of the lampstand out of one side, and three branches of the lampstand out of the other side. Yes.
Kikondo kiyina kuba kya zaabu.
The lampstand has to be of pure gold.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
As you've heard
Exodus 25, verse 41 and 32.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
He says
it's a sign of this church.
He means
the Holy Spirit who leads that church. Yes.
And
not to say that itself as the lampstand, it is the church. When you read Revelation 1 verse 20, under the seven lamps, there are the seven churches.
But means
the Spirit who leads that church, the holy ones who have gathered. Let's read, we see. Revelation chapter 1 verse 20.
Echama chemunye nyo musambu, zola vyo mkono guango guadio, netabazo musambu weza zabu. Emunye nyo musambu, biva malayika bekaniso musambu. Netabaza ze kanisa omusanvu.
The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstand. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches and the seven lampstands which you saw at the seven churches. Yes.
Ati waru wabagamba.
Now there are those who say that if I
as
long as that lampstand is lit and the church is right there. No. These seven lampstands, they represent fullness of the Holy Spirit. The seven spirits of God. Those we've read about.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they are there to lead that church. As Romans 8 verse 14 says, all those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
But
all those led by the Spirit of God, those led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God.
They're
there to lead them. Romans 8 verse 14.
Abalumi esuli yomunana n'olunyiri olw'ekuminenya.
Romans chapter 8 verse 14.
Kubanga bonna abakulemberwa omwoyo gwa Katonda, abo be baana ba Katonda.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Yes.
Abakulemberwa omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So the church, the holy ones of God, led by Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits, which appear in the sign of the lampstand, led by that Spirit in His fullness, they are the sons of God, and is unto them, and is within them. He dwells with us and is within us.
It's
not just lit. Yes.
He's
not lit. Within us is where he lightens. Don't go in any place you're confused. You can read your scripture and they con you. And they have lit a lampstand on the side physically. in their synagogues, and you may think that right now this is the church. It's important that you know this court. It's important that you know all the rest.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read, we see. John 14, verse 17.
Ensi gwete yinza kwaniriza kubanga temulaba so temumanyi mumumumanyi kubanga abira jemuli era nabanga mumwe.
Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So with normal lightning, the Spirit comes, dwells with us, and within us. Now if he's within us, because he lightens, we become the lamps of the world. We as the church, we become the lamps of the world.
So
with no more lighting physically. No. Now all those, Angel Michaels, they know how to explain them. Yes.
They
are one responsible on that court.
So kati,
so we know light in them. The Spirit has come to dwell with us and in us. When they reach in us and his field, upon them came
tongues
of fire and they got filled. Yes. Seven spirits in them. And they became lamps of the world. To lighten wisdom in the world. To lighten understanding. To lighten counsel of God. To lighten in the power of God.
To bring
light of knowledge of God. To bring fear of God. In the light of the commands and the laws. To lighten the glory of God. When he speaks in Matthew, he says, you are the lamps of the world. No one need to lighten. We don't light physical. Not like that. It's not lighting. That is clearly explained. Yes. Let's read in Matthew, we see. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14.
Mwemuli musana gwansi. Ekibuga bwe kikubibwa ku lusozi tekiyinzika kukisibwa.
You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Verse
15.
So tebakoleza tabaaza okugivuunikira mu kibbo, wabula okugiteeka waggulu ku kikondo kyayo, naye ebaakira bonna abali mu nju.
Neither do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a lampstand, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Verse
16.
Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Yes. We become light of the world. The Holy Spirit in his fullness. He has the seven lamps of fire. After sitting in us. And has come unto us. He sits within us. As we become lamps of the world. And we are not lit. And we put under the bed. Or in the basket. But on the lampstand. Upon the city, but to lighten the entire city, they see the good works we do, in the spirit of wisdom that in the world, in the spirit of curse of God, of understanding of God, and they bring understanding verse by verse. The spirit of counsel of God, the counsel of God in the world,
bring
power in the word of God,
and
the spirit of mind, the spirit of knowledge of God, the entire light of envisioning and revelation, and the spirit of fear of God, enlightening all commandments and the laws and the judgments. The people hate evil. Depart from evils and they get life. The most stressful of the Lord, the entire glory of God.
So we don't lighten. We do not lighten.
It's us lit as apostles.
It began with apostles. Upon them came tongues like a fire, and the souls were filled of that spirit.
Souls
became the lamps.
Have
we understood well?
Who has
ever gone in any place you found they have lit a lampstand physically with fire? They have been there before. Yes. They may not have been there. Even those you find they have drawn them here on their pulpits. They have drawn them. Like here in the front here, the pulpits. They just liked the way it appears.
Those
who have, even those with nine branches. And you wonder what they mean.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
enlighten those lamps
Mufi.
In us. Be able to reveal all secrets.
If
the secret and
Rueso.
The for a reason. Wisdom lightens us. That's in the words. Speak of understanding.
Joined
verse by verse. It brings understanding.
Speak
of counsel of God. Who reveals the things which are. Which are. And those to come. Yes. Spirit of might.
There's
a power in the words. Spirit of Holy Spirit. He heals. Cast demons. And he
raises
us in power. Demonstrate the light of knowledge. The spirit of knowledge.
Maybe
you must say fear of God. Spirit of fear of God. To hate evil. The lamp of the commandments. Yes. The lamp of the laws. Judgments. Statutes and ordinances of God.
The
spirit of the Lord reveals the glory of God. Praise Jesus
much.
When the time I read Luke chapter 8 verse 16 up to
17,
after this lamp is within us,
we
show that the church is present there. There is revealing of secrets, even all the hidden things. And these seasons, this church no more appear and they are no more common.
Except
what I'm sure of is this one where we are.
We
shall
Amen.
Go brethren in different places. Those who manifest this light, how it is. They are out there hidden. Yes, they are hidden in different places in the entire world.
But
these we see who have come out in television stations. I cannot give you guarantee. Yes, I cannot give you guarantee. What would have proved that the church is there? This lamp as it shines,
which
shows seven spirits of God.
The
God of group of angels, Michael of warfare. That the one who is the main, Jesus Christ, does not move where there
are
not, where there is not this spirit. He is not manifest there.
Out,
there are a false Christ who appear there. Let's read the look we see.
Luke chapter 8,
verse
16. Tabaza, n'agisanikira mu kibbo, obw'okugisa wansi w'ekiriri, naye agisa ku kikondo, abayingiramu, balabe bweyaka.
No man, when he has lightened the lamp, covers it with a vessel, or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand, that they who enter in may see the light. Have you seen? They don't lighten it.
They
put under the bed or on the baskets. But to lighten those coming. If you lighten it there, it lightens who? On what?
Somba Daudi.
Pastor David. When you lighten it physical, lighten for those who enter the church, it lightens what to them? The light is very minimal. These bulbs are giving you light. Now you lighten a lamp stand there. It's like a candle. Candles on them. Those who interpret it say that candle stands. They call them candle stands. It's very wrong. It's not a candle stand.
But happens
to lighten to those who come. Yes. Listen to verse 17.
Luke chapter 8, verse 17.
Luke chapter 8, verse 17.
Kubanga tewali kigambo ekyakisibwa ekitali nabisibwa. Newankubadde ekyakwekebwa ekitali manyibwa nekirabika mu musana.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come to light. Yes. Means if it's present there, nothing secret. That secret. This of God are a secret. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to God. And they reveal their hours. God never retained. When that lamp is stand is lit, and it shines a light to us, he reveals secrets. Now there are those hidden of the devils. Spoken in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1 to 3. Those ones, them two are revealed. If you lighten a physical lampstand, it does what there? Now those,
the
ones which are shadows of the originals, after we reached the originals, the Spirit himself came down in tongues of fire. Acts chapter 2, we moved out of the shadows of the Old Testament. They lived physically, it's a shadow. Now we reached the originals. We reached in the originals. Yes.
For
in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5, they serve shadows of the originals.
Now
we reached in the originals. Yes. We moved from the shadows. And the Spirit came down in tongues of fire.
And
God revealed tongues of fire, seven spirits of God.
Explained
Isaiah 11. And the first is one of wisdom. Understanding. Understanding, how shall we light and him up? Let's read Hebrews, we see. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that you make all things according to the pattern shown you in the mount. Yes. These are the shadows. But now originals, they came. We moved from the shadows. Fine. And the Spirit came. Acts chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, came down in tongues of fire. As was lit in the lampstand. And they revealed Revelations 4:5, seven lamps of soul. They don't
need
seven spirits of God. They don't light it physically. No, they are not candles.
It
is Isaiah 11, verse 2, that is the spirit of wisdom. We need wisdom to light the nations, wisdom in the word. Now the others are lighting the
candles.
You know, if you go to the Catholics, they lighten their three and two.
And
what are they on now?
Uh, babera mu vulongo tubo.
Every time they are in their final things. Now they are born again of the group of those who base up. They lighten it physically and it is there.
It's their
lightening nations. And it reveals secrets. But madness is in children of men. Now that code of the angels Michael, those who fight wars,
they
is he who holds the seven stars in his right hand. That is the amen. 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 That is the truth. It's the Christ. The seven stars, the seven angels of the seven churches. Angel Michael, Gabriel,
Raphael,
Abaddon,
Ariel, Maraika Chumwer,
Camel,
ne Maraika Jophiel.
And Angel Jophiel. Yes. They are on the right hand to protect those of the eternal life. When they see that face,
he moves
the seven golden lampstands. We first know one lamp, what does it mean? But they said these are seven spirits of God, which make up fullness of Holy Spirit,
has
to lead the church,
as
it reveals all secrets of God, even the hidden things of Satan. And then church will be present right there. Then Jesus will move within it. But there's one who moves. That where there is no that Holy Spirit in his fullness,
it
is with us and in us. It is
what
Christ to manifest there. Even though he had said, that is who moveth. Means without fullness of that Holy Spirit, seven spirits of God,
their
works to manifest there, Christ never moves right there.
So
not where two, three gather for his sake, and they are not led by Holy Spirit that they will be there. Even though he had promised,
Matthew
18:19 up to 20,
where
two, three gathered for his sake, and he's there, must have been led by Holy Spirit in his fullness. Seven spirits of God,
the revealed
secrets of God, and the hidden things of Satan unto all nations. Praise Jesus much. So do not be deceived. That code like that, it's the way it has spoken, the way it finishes. But shall we finish them? Are you not going to move that entire week?
It's
the remaining six codes.
It's
every day we study one code.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But first list them down. The code of group Angel Gabriel. At least move to handle them. Code of group of angels Gabriel. Messengers of the word of God. In Revelation chapter 2. Verse 8. The code of group of angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 8, it says that this, let's read we hear. Revelation chapter 2, verse 8.
Ereri malaika, owekanise yomusumuna, wandi kanti. Bwati bwayogera ow'olubereberye era ow'enkomerero eyali afudde n'abo mulamu.
And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, who was dead and is alive. Yes. The code of group of angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God. according Revelation 2 verse 8, the third is the first and the last who was dead and is alive. Last time we got explained of this, but we shall handle it.
But
it's good now you go handle them, get them in yourself. God to write them in your inner man. Write them in your heart. Write them in your mind. For the time has come. Call this army of angels. They move to camp.
They
come out. Camp is spiritual world we started about. They appear manifest physically. We work.
So, Gabriel,
so group of angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God,
the first and the last
who was dead and is alive.
The
group of angels Raphael of the times and seasons.
The
group of angels Raphael of the times and seasons. Measurements and scales. Even prophecy. And the doctors. Yes. They can add life on you for their times and seasons. Yes.
The
group of angels Raphael. Of times and seasons. Of measurements and scales. Of prophecy. And the doctors. They are called Revelation 2, verse 12. Revelation chapter 2, verse 12.
Ereri malaika owekanisa yomu Perugamo, wandi kanti, bwati wayogero yaline chitala echisala echobojo bubiri.
And to the angel of the church in Pergamum write, these things saith he who has the sharp sword with two edges. Revelation chapter 2, verse 12. Revelation 2, verse 12.
Ereri malaika owekanisa yomu Perugamo, wandika nti, bwati wayogero oyo aline chitala echisala echobojo bubiri.
And to the angel of the church in Pergamum write, these things saith he who has the sharp swords with two edges. Yes.
ODH binja chamaraika.
The court of the group of angels, Raphael.
Raphael.
Angels, Raphael. Of the times and seasons. Measurements and scales. Of prophecy. And the doctors. Revelation 2 verse 12.
That
says, he has the sharp sword with two edges. The sharp sword with two edges. We shall speak of the Old and the New Testaments.
Are
responsible to see that all that in the Old and New Testaments, they are fulfilled. For they are of times and seasons. They are of measurements and scales. They are of prophecy. And they are doctors. These all come treat cancer and they come in the dreams, operate you very well. You wake up, you do not have any problem. All tumors in the stomach, the boils, the operative visions, you wake up, you do not have them. We have to call them.
In
the hospitals, we're going to start off with knowledge.
They
have to come physically. Physically. There are many people they say,
I'm
supposed to speak like those of that they have to come.
And in the office for
office of Holy Spirit, who owns the power that unlimited. When he said they have to come, he has said it. And we believe what he says.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
It
I don't command by myself.
Put it on my hair.
I hear the Spirit command through me that they have to come.
Amen.
Physically. In our hospitals, in our homes.
Wow.
And they will be walking, moving in our homes.
wakati mukiro obulwadde
bulumbye of the night sickness has struck and they come in what's going to be there
and was me no kukirizo kulabisa ebitalabika
started the faith which manifests things not seen it draws things in the spiritual worlds
tugenda kuongera mga kuva mu kuwe kigambo kiganda
the word I say what and
code ya mwe
what is your code
muje
you come
ekibinja kya Mareka Abaddon
abeegege group of angels Abaddon of the chains
abavunanyizibwa kufane
geyena responsible on the death and hell
code ya bwerinti
their code is
kubikurirwa sure ne yokubiri
revelation 2
olinyure 14
verse
okay
18 okubikurirwa sure yokubiri no runyiriri ole 18
revelation chapter 2 verse 18
Ereri malaika obikanise yomusuwatira wandi kanti bwati wayogera omwana wa Katonda alina amaaso agalinge nnimizo muliro nebigerebye bifanana nge chikome chizigule
and unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write these things says the son of god who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire and his feet are like fine bronze.
Nichibinji cha Mareka Abaddon ya
bejegere. The group of angels Abaddon of the chains.
Abavunanyizwa kufana
geyena. Responsible of death and hell.
Ngabe tubasoma ko mukubikuri sura ya mwendo nyure
kuna oru. Revelation 9 verse 11.
Kodi yabwe mukubikuri nene sura yo kubira.
They are called Revelation 2.
Olinyoro 8.
Verse 18.
Olwe 18.
Verse 18.
Chibwati bwayogera omwana wa Katonda.
He is the son of God.
Aina masu agalinge nimyezo
moyo. Has his eyes like unto flame of fire.
Maybe get a being echikome echizikuru
olunji. It's like a fine bronze. Yes.
Bamanyi burunji omwana wa Katonda.
They know well the son of God.
We mugane.
You deny him. Yes.
Agano omwana agano.
One which denies the son denies the father.
Bajja kukuwalula paka mugene.
They will drag you up to hell.
Wanga agano omwana gumazo musinga.
One which denies the son is already condemned.
Bila kodi ya wetambulira.
That's where the code moves right there.
Bati wayogera mwana wa Katonda.
That's the son of God.
Amukiriza tegumusi.
One who believes him is not condemned.
Atamukiriza kumazo.
Who never believes is already condemned.
Boba kuwarulira
u. They drag you immediately.
Bama nyine bwafana.
Even know how he appears.
Simu chine tufana nja Mel Gibson.
Image of Mel Gibson.
Aine ni miyeza kango
omuyo. Was thumbs like a flame of fire.
Aina masa gakange ni
miyeza omuyo. Like flames of fire.
Era aine bigere bie bizikule.
It does his feet like fine bronze.
Yes. Burunji.
Fine bronze.
Bamanyi bwafana
na. Know how he appears.
Tubatulagira dalu mwana
bwafana. Show us how the son appears.
Mukunyunyula kodi yawe tubatunyunyula ku mwana.
Reading the son we explain on the son.
Gwe mugane.
You deny him.
Ukakashinga weganye Katonda chitafi.
Night go to the father.
Uberenga kukusinzo kwa geyena.
You have been condemned of hell.
Ninyanja yo
muri. And the lake of fire.
Echibinja cha Mareka Ariel.
The group of angels Ariel.
Echibinja cha Mareka Ariel.
The group of angels Ariel.
Maraika owenkuba.
Angel of rainfall.
Amazi.
Water.
Nobutonde.
And the creations.
Ngabe tumusoma kombe kubikulirwe sureri eye 11.
As read of him in Revelation 16. Verse 3 up to 5.
Echibinja cha Mareka Ariel.
The group of angels Ariel.
Maraika owenkuba.
Angel of rain.
Amazi.
Water.
Nobutonde
and creations.
Ngabe tumusoma kombe kubikulirwe sureri
11. As read about him in Revelation 16. Verse 3 up to 5.
Kodi yabwe.
They are called
okubikulirwa esule yokusatu no runyiri olusoka
Revelation chapter 3 verse 1
Ereri malaika owekanisa eyomusadi wandi kanti bwati bwayogera oyalina emyoyo omusanvu ejja Katonda nemunyenye omusanvu nti manye ebikolwa byo ngolina erinnya eryokuba omulamu era oli mufu
And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write these things saith he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars I know your works that you have a name that you live and are dead. Yes.
Kodi yabwe linti bwati bwayogera.
Their code is that is.
I name you omusanvu ejja
Katonda. You have the seven spirits of God.
Nemunyenye omusanvu.
And the seven stars.
Sinzibunyo.
It is not very hard. Yes.
Bwati bwayogera.
That saith.
I name you omusanvu
ejja Katonda. Was the seven spirits of God.
Nituwagala juka. Malaika yatunyonyo
That alone we need that angel explain to us.
Nyonyole kumyo musambu jaka
Katonda. The seven spirits of God.
Anyagabwe.
Their names.
even their works. Explain of the seven stars. Those are seven angels. Those mentioned in the first group. Yes. That is how their code is. Praise Jesus much. The group of angels, Kamuel. Yes. One of fire. Supposed to burn in sicknesses. Burn in powers of darkness. Witchcraft. Even demons. Possible of the golden altar of God. Where the lake of fire begins from. The group of angels, Kamuel, one of fire, possible to burn powers of darkness, witchcraft, sicknesses, and demons. They are responsible at the golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. As we read about him, Revelation 14, verse 18. Their code. We read Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7.
Ereri malaika owekanise yomu Philadelphia. Wandi kanti. Bwati bwayogera oyo omutukuvu owamazima alina ekisumuluzo kya Dawudi aggulawo so tewali muntu aliggalawo aggalawo so tewali muntu aggulawo.
And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia writes, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. Yes.
What were you getting?
That is he that is holy. He that is holy. The true witness. That is true. That is true. Yes. That has the key of David. That has the key of David.
It
opens and no man shouts.
It
shuts and no man opens.
What were you getting?
That is the holy. He that is true. Who has the key of David. He opens. And no man shuts. And shuts. And no man opens. That is their code. Those of fire. Angels of fire. Angel Chomuel, Kamuel, those of fire. They burn powers of darkness, witchcraft, sicknesses, demons,
possible
on the golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins. When they will shut you in there, no one will open for you. One was opened for you today, and you'll be saved from lake of fire. Sure. We shall get explained of those codes. Teaching priests will explain them. We want to move onwards. The remaining things, they will explain them. Yes. The group of angels, Jophiel, of the seal of God, who seals those who are unbeliever, and they do as the everlasting gospel of salvation is. The group of angels, Jophiel, of the seal of God, who seal all those who hear and believe, and they put in action the everlasting gospel of salvation. The everlasting gospel of salvation, gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. We read about him in Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 up to 4. You will see angel of the seal of God. They are called. We read Revelation 3,
okubikkulirwa essuula ey'okusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya era eri malayika ow'ekkanisa ey'omu Lawodikiya wandiika nti bw'ati bw'ayogera oyo amiina omujulirwa omwesigwa era ow'amazima olubereberye ly'okutonda kwa katonda
And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans, write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Yes.
What were you get up? So, Amen.
Says the Amen.
What get the continue? Wow.
When we understood the Amen.
And
Amen is the truth.
Namasma,
and the truth is the Christ.
What were you get up?
That says the Amen.
Omwesigwa.
The faithful.
Mujuliro wa mazima.
The true witness. The beginning of the creation of God. All those there to be explained. How he the firstborn of the creation of God. The firstborn of all creation. Of the heavens and earth. Visible and invisible. Many things are to be proclaimed in those codes. But as I have told you, that to get explained to finish them,
it
can take us 1 up to 2 weeks. But time, we do not have it.
Campaign revival.
About to come in September. Not yet prepared well ourselves. Now the teaching priests, they will always come out. Those responsible in this department, of the holy angels of God, the holy church of God on the earth, they will explain to us. Explain us those we know God and explain well. For these seven groups of holy angels, they are led by seven spirits of God.
It's
not seen how they are led by these seven spirits.
So
we shall come back tomorrow.
Department
and we finish the 8th department of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Department
of Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being diligent. You try much not to miss. Be prepared by God to profiting you and to profiting nations. Do not miss. Do all possible that you can be prepared to profit yourself and unto nations. For the time has come, Uganda to profit nations. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing. Thank you for putting in action and to be very ready to spread to the many
unto
the four corners of the earth. Holy Spirit empower you and to always lead you and to guide you. The group of angels are raised, the seven groups, they work with you and they serve you and you
will
be more than a conqueror in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. We are going to request 5 songs of praise, and requests come from yourselves. We praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.